This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Volunteer boaters pulled more than 5,000 pounds of trash from the Colorado River. That's the recently released tally from the twice-yearly river cleanup in Mesa County. Cole Hansen owns Gear Junction, which organizes the event.
Some of the things that we did not get out this time that will be on the list for future cleanups were a full intact motorcycle, what looked like a V8 engine block. We typically get a couple of shopping carts. That was true for this year.
Hansen says more than 60 people on rafts, paddle boards, and other watercrafts turned out. They cleaned more than 20 miles of the Colorado River. A handful of Colorado parents were on Capitol Hill calling for tougher protections for kids online. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Last week's effort was the first time Cynthia Montoya came to meet with Colorado lawmakers in D.C. She wanted them to know what happened to her 13-year-old daughter, Juliana, who died by suicide after texting with an AI chatbot. Montoya says it's important lawmakers hear Juliana's story because this is the newest type of harm impacting kids online. And she wants to make sure federal laws do not preempt state AI laws.
The states being willing to pass laws, that is the only progress that we're making. And so I can't stress enough how important it is for those efforts to be able to continue.
The Senate and the House have different approaches to protecting kids online, but neither have advanced to the floor. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Mostly cloudy this week across the Front Range with scattered rain showers forecast the entire week with moisture forecast across much of the state. This is CPR News.